8, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. I mean, that's a pretty airtight description. And I read you a little earlier from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18, that the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind, or the emptiness of their mind, darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their hearts. And they are therefore given over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness. Every description is the same. Ignorant, dark, futile, empty, dead. And there's no relief, no matter where you go in the Bible, it always comes out like this. To the defiled, Titus 1:15, and unbelieving, nothing is pure, both their mind and their conscience are defiled. Now, the picture of the unregenerate is very bleak. One more passage, 1 Corinthians 2:14. We could talk a lot about this whole passage, but just verse 14. A natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness to him. He can't understand them. Why? Because they're spiritually examined, spiritually discerned, spiritually appraised, and guess what? He is spiritually dead. Martin Luther said, man is like a pillar of salt. He's like Lot's wife. Luther said he's like a log. He's like a stone. He's like a lifeless statue which has neither eyes nor ears nor mouth, neither senses nor heart, unless he is enlightened, converted, and regenerated by the Holy Spirit. So there's no hope for the heart, no hope for the mind. And somebody might say, well, maybe down there somewhere there's a spark in the will. Really? Listen to John 8:44. You're of your father, the devil. Ephesians 2, you're dead in trespasses and sin, ruled by the prince of the power of the air, same thing. You're of your father, the devil, and you will to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning. He doesn't stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he's a